USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bringing some star power to the legal team that will defend him in a Senate impeachment trial. The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will open an investigation into claims someone was running surveillance on one of its ambassadors. Pompeo says he didn't know anything about this until news reports broke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The world's biggest food company says it will spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Transportation Safety Administration is looking into claims that Tesla vehicles have accelerated unintentionally more than 100 times, causing accidents that have injured 52 people. Many of the complaints say drivers experience the problem when parking or pulling out of a parking space. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The impeachment trial will start after a long holiday weekend. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday, as Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in 2024 under the Artemis program. 13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
we're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.